It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Wednesday, July 13th edition of the program. Inflation Nation, my friends, Biden trying to tell everybody it's going to be okay, but it is unacceptably high when you look at the inflation number right now. He admits that. 9.1%, but says it's better than you think. Doesn't reflect the full impact of gas prices decreasing. You've got some Wall Street analysts saying severe recession is coming. Some are even saying it's necessary. I think we're already in a recession, everybody. The Biden recession is here, and you're going to keep feeling the pain from that because it turns out having really dumb quasi-socialists obsessed with social justice, in charge is actually a really bad idea. So we will discuss that. Plus, are charges against Jose Alba going to be dropped? The district attorney in New York says the man who was defending himself against an attack by a criminal thug might actually be able to just go home and not have to go through a murder trial because it was clear self-defense. I'm saying the clear self-defense part. The DA is considering it. Plus, more video of the Uvalde shooting police response. And it is atrocious. It is unacceptable. It is totally blameworthy from a strategic and command level. They did a terrible job. We'll discuss all of this coming up, friends, in just a moment. You hear me talking about my love for MyPillow products because I love them. It's very straightforward. They're amazing. I've got the MyPillows on my bed, the My Giza Dream sheets. I've got the mattress topper. I've got it all. I've got the My Towels. But the My Slippers are honestly my favorite of all of them. I mean, the pillows are amazing, but the slippers, I'm telling you, I've gone through a lot of slippers in my day, and Mike Lindell's My Slippers are the best slippers I've ever had. You've got a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and all-day comfort. Your feet just feel perfect. It's like you're walking around in little clouds. You're going to love it. For a limited time right now, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last, so order now. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited-time offer. Slippers come with a one-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK. MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK. So, that is what you do to get your slippers today. Wow. From June 2021 to June 2022... the inflation rate. Here we go. Daily Mail compiled these numbers. Actually, it's Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers, but Meat and poultry up 10%, cereal 15%, gasoline up just about 60%, airfare 34%, used car 7%, fruit and vegetables 8%. Overall inflation number 9.1. And a reporter asked Joe Biden about this clear polling that shows the Democrats don't even want old man Biden running again. Here's how he responds.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the polls, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
That's just Democrats saying they'd still vote Democrat. That doesn't answer the question of should Joe Biden be the Democrat nominee again, according to Democrats who want their party in power. The answer to that is clearly no. The inflation rate, by the way, is such right now that the Democrats are in for an absolute walloping. I mean, they are in for a world-class ass-kicking in this midterm election. And I want everyone to understand, they deserve it. They deserve to be humiliated at the ballot box. Democrats deserve to lose their jobs in elected office. Their staffers who push these policies deserve to have to go find other work because they have failed the American people. This is the system. Democrats getting crushed in this upcoming election would be the system working as designed, system working properly. We have a clear crime problem in this country. Where does that come from? Democrats, BLM, progressive prosecutors, the ending of mass incarceration. Full stop. That's why we have what we've seen the last 2+ years. And it's been worse than it's longer than that, really. But you've really seen the numbers the last couple of years. Inflation. Why do we have such bad inflation? Democrats decided to push the mass hypochondria of, oh, my gosh, pandemic. We need more money, more money. And Joe Biden spent $2 trillion without a single Republican vote instead of just saying, go back to your lives. We're done with this. Let America do its thing. No, they got in the way. Democrats sent all kinds of messages and policy directives that the fossil fuel industry had to react to. And so now we have much higher gas prices. Democrats, in this case, Joe Biden, got us deeply involved in a war in Europe and a financial war with Russia. And now we see the consequences of that. The Russians are still winning and their economy seems to be holding up fine. Our economy is the one that is suffering, because they have a lot of fossil fuel and they just pump that gas and they don't ask any questions. So you go down the list. The border is the worst it's ever been. It's wide open. It's a mess. It's a joke. These are all areas where Democrats had their way, and the results for all of us have been really bad. It's really bad out there right now. You see it. I see it. We're all aware of it. And it's not going to get any better anytime soon. The best we can hope for is that you have Republicans take over, because a gridlocked Congress would be far superior to a Democrat majority Congress that can do whatever spending it wants, as we have seen, for example. Just think of the damage they can do with spending alone. Think of the damage they are able to rack up just by running our economy into the ground by spending trillions of dollars on whatever they feel like. Modern monetary theory without calling it such. Joe Biden's too old. He's too dumb. He's too honestly corrupt. You don't hear that word about Joe Biden, but it's true. He's a liar. His son is selling access, has been selling access for years to Joe Biden, the political brand. His son, the crack addict who spends more time with prostitutes than Charlie Sheen in his heyday. Yeah, that got paid millions of dollars by China. You know, it's amazing that it's even gone this far. It's even gone this far where now the Democrats are realizing they might have a real problem. They might have a real problem convincing people of their lies. And this would be fantastic for the country if finally there was a moment of waking up here. What states are suffering? What states have out of control crime, disorder, people fleeing, authoritarianism? It's the very blue states. What states are just doing great? The red states. It's obvious. You see it playing out all across the country. And remember, the blue states weren't as blue. California was a Republican state. It was amazing. So much built there. The infrastructure, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, all these things. And the libs took over with the help of a lot of illegal immigration. The libs took over and they've ruined the state of California. Okay, they've ruined it from a governance perspective. They've made it a place people don't want to live. Look at the red states. People are moving there. They want to go there. They want to be a part of sanity. This isn't just some ideological affiliation exercise. They want to be governed by people who look at the world as it is and make intelligent decisions. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Oklahoma, number of places. You know, you see it, South Carolina. You see what's going on. It's happening right before you. Don't let the Democrats pretend that something else is afoot here. I mean, Joe Biden is a joke. It's absurd. It's not a funny joke, unfortunately. If you're like me, you believe your right to bear arms is sacred. 72 million Americans say they're firearm owners. In 2021, 5 million Americans got their first firearm. When you use a suppressor with your firearm, you'll vastly improve your shooting experience. Suppressors protect your hearing by reducing the sound and improve your accuracy by reducing recoil. To get your suppressor, connect with my friends at Silencer Shop. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 and have grown to become the nation's largest distributor of suppressors. Silencer Shop has 28,000 Trustpilot reviews. At silencershop.com, you can order a suppressor online or locate a Powered by Silencer Shop dealer. There's probably one near you. Silencer Shop makes it easy. For your suppressor, SBR, or any items that need an NFA tax stamp, tap into Silencer Shop for your ATFE Form 4. You'll get it faster than ever. Expect your approval in 90 days. Go now to silencershop.com. Again, that's silencershop.com, the easiest way to get your suppressor. So it turns out the district attorney in New York, Bragg, is considering dropping murder charges against Jose Alba after even the mayor, Eric Adams, said this is outrageous. You know, you should be forced to, this guy should never have been in the job in the first place. But you ask yourself, how is it possible that when you have an instance like this on video, that seems as though it could not be more clear a case of self-defense? What else would need to happen? You know, what is the expectation that the city of New York had for bodega worker, not Bogada, despite what Jill Biden thinks, bodega worker Jose Alba is supposed to do? Get pummeled in the face and hope that this guy who had already assaulted a police officer was out on parole? Of course, out on parole, of course. Get pummeled in the face and hope that he doesn't beat him to death right there? There was no justification. There was no basis for the assailant here, the now deceased assailant, to engage in physical confrontation. Verbal confrontation, he stays behind the counter and it's just words. You know, you can't resort to force just because you don't like somebody, right? But Jose Alba didn't do that. He got cornered, assaulted, tried to escape, and was assaulted again. If you were doing a textbook case of self-defense, this would be it. But what is the first inclination of a woke, progressive Democrat prosecutor? Well, we don't really want people defending themselves against criminals. We need to go soft on criminals. Let's be nicer to criminals. That mentality is pervasive. So they see this. Oh, hold on. What are you doing stabbing our criminals in self-defense? You got to let the criminals go free. We'll handle that later by giving them a slap on the wrist and arresting them for the 30th time and not incarcerating them. That's not how you deal with criminals. You have to actually enforce the law or else you just get more of this. And you have to allow people to defend themselves or else you have the full-on breakdown of society, which is what you've started to see in so many of these cities. You know, in San Francisco, they're now thinking about letting the police access, setting up a network where you can have the police access your private surveillance cameras, homes, businesses, effectively creating the panopticon. For those of you, panopticon is an old concept. I think it was in a sci-fi writer came up with it, of a prison where all the cells are open to the seeing eyes in the middle of the guards. And so you never know when you're being watched. So everyone feels like they're always being watched. It's the whole point, right? And that's effectively what they're opening themselves up to San Francisco. But I understand why, because people are sick of the home invasions. They're sick of being manhandled and robbed. You know, I mean, I've dealt with it. I can't tell you how many times in New York City I have some crazy person come up to me, say, I want money, and I just keep walking. Of course, you don't engage, don't say anything. Sometimes they'll say, you know, yeah, you know, I'll stab you or I'll kick your ass or something. And, you know, you're just trying to walk down the street. And you're just supposed to deal with this. Democrats will say, sorry, it's the price of living in a city now. No, it's not, actually. I grew up here. I don't think that we should cede the city to the criminals and the crazies. I disagree with that. And I think people are finally waking up. Finally. And then on the issue of the Uvalde school shooting, there's video that shows the cops basically didn't do anything. They showed up for within minutes, and there were kids bleeding out, and there were kids being shot, and they just sat there. A lot of talking. Where should we go? What should we do? It seems they didn't even try to get in the door at all. You know, to the people who say, oh, but you weren't there, and you don't know, and all this stuff. We have the gun laws that we do have in this country with the promise that agents of the state enforcing the law justly will use lethal force and risk their lives in the process. If you are not willing to go up against an 18-year-old with a rifle who's engaged in a mass murder of children, you should not be carrying a badge and a gun. You know, you don't get to join the Marine Corps, and then when you finally show up on the front line, say, oh, I don't, guns go bang, scary, I don't want to do this. Not allowed, okay? That's not okay. You're not allowed to join sworn law enforcement, carry a badge and a gun, and sit there because you're scared you might get shot while kids are being murdered. Because otherwise, all of us should be able to carry whatever the heck we want all the time, anywhere, anytime, because we cannot rely on the state at all for protection. I know a lot of people are feeling that way right now. In fact, the state made it worse by preventing people who did have the courage, who did have the willingness to take action, by stopping them from doing that. Uvalde was a massive police response failure of the worst kind. This will be studied for decades to come. And the fact that people think that gun control is going to solve this, gun control is going to solve this. We need to have a whole conversation where if you're going to be sworn law enforcement and you are not willing to draw you're not willing to draw your firearm and actually get into a gunfight with a mass murderer, find another job. Go do something else. Go carry the mail or drive a bus, which are honorable professions. I'm not putting them down, but they're not sworn law enforcement. Do something else. I'll leave it there today, team. Appreciate you rolling with me as always. We'll talk tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.